Welcome to the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. I'm your host, Shayla Quinn, and together we'll go on a journey of self-discovery as we explore all of the inner workings of what it means to live an inspired life. Join me for solo episodes and conversations with special guests for real, authentic deep dives into all things yoga, wellness, self-love, mindfulness, and everything in between. If you're ready to get inspired, learn, grow, evolve, to connect, and up-level your life, then you've come to the right place. I am beyond excited that you're here, so let's dive in. Hello, hello, welcome back. I'm feeling very musical today. Don't ask me why, because I really don't know, but I'm very excited for today's episode because a couple of weeks ago, I did an Ask Shay episode where I answered some of your manifestation questions. And one of the questions that I got was a whole episode in itself, because I feel like this is probably something that a lot of people have questions about or struggle with. And the question was, how do you know if you're manifesting something that is not meant for you? And I really believe that determining whether something you're manifesting is truly meant for you or not can be a complex and deeply personal process. But I wanted to come up with a list of things that you should consider that will hopefully help you discern if whether what you're manifesting aligns with your truest desires and intentions or not. So first and foremost, I want you to reflect on why you desire to manifest this particular thing or outcome. Is it aligned with your values, authentic self, and your goals? You want to ensure that your intentions are clear and in alignment with what you truly desire, rather than being influenced by an external pressure or person or expectations, right? Because I think it can be not easy necessarily, but we as humans can be easily influenced by what we see other people doing or what we see other people have or what society makes us think we should have or be doing. And that is not great, right? We've all been there in some way, shape, or form, and it's just not great. So really make sure that what you desire is in alignment with what you truly desire. I also think you need to pay attention to internal alignment. I think I said this in the last episode, but alignment, alignment, alignment. This is a word that you are going to hear a lot from me lately because it's something that I personally have been expanding on in my own life. Pay attention to how you feel when you're focusing on your desires or one specific desire. Are you feeling joy and excitement and alignment? Or do you feel fear, discomfort, doubt? And you know, you might be feeling fear, discomfort, doubt because it's a big desire that you're wanting to manifest, but it also could be because it's not in alignment. It's not meant for you. And if you're sitting here right now and hearing me and thinking, well, I don't know that I know what alignment looks and feels like for me, or how do I know if it's in alignment? We will be talking about that on the podcast more in upcoming episodes. And it's something that I will be covering in depth in my new program, but more on that later. I know I've been like teasing my new guided journal and program so much lately, but I really want to make sure that before I reveal too much, that it's all kind of ready to go. And we're very close. We're very close, but not quite. So more on that later. However, alignment. Pay attention to how you feel when you are thinking about these desires, because your emotions and how you feel can provide valuable insights into whether your desires are in harmony with your inner self or not. And speaking of feelings, I just had a group community call with the current cycle of the Yoga Inspired Life program. And this was a major topic of discussion in that call, feelings. I don't know why this is, but for some reason, maybe less so now, but definitely when I was growing up, not necessarily in my home, but just within societal pressures, I feel like a lot of us were told to not feel our feelings and don't cry and listen to your head, not your heart, and no feelings. And definitely around men, I feel like men are oftentimes told, don't feel your feelings. And this is something that my boyfriend and I talk about all the time because it's so sad and so wrong. We have been told, both men and women actually, to not feel our feelings and to being too deeply feeling is a bad thing, and it's not. Your feelings are such a fantastic barometer for whether something is in alignment with you or not. How does this person make you feel? How does this food make you feel? How does this podcast make you feel? How does this desire make you feel? Start to tap into and tune into your feelings, because again, they can provide valuable insights for you. Your intuition is another thing that I think should be coming into play when you are deciphering whether something is meant for you or not. Trust your intuition and or your gut feelings. Again, feelings, we're talking about feelings. When it comes to a specific desire, your intuition can provide guidance on whether something is right for you or not. But you have to pay attention to those intuitive nudges, that inner knowing that might arise in your manifestation practice. It doesn't always mean that it's going to make sense to you or everybody else. And it really doesn't have to make sense to anybody else but you. You'll have a feeling that makes sense. I use this example often, but it's one of the bigger, more risky things that I manifested, and that was moving to New York. And at the time that I was in New York visiting the first time, I had this intuitive feeling that I should move here. And that move didn't really make sense to me because I had never thought about moving to New York. And it definitely didn't make sense to anybody in my life. Everyone thought I was insane because I had never talked about New York and it was not even on my radar. However, I had a deep intuitive nudge and knowing that it was the right move for me. And how do you know whether something is meant for you or not? You will know in your gut. This is what's right, right? Doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to make sense on paper, but it makes sense in your gut. Intuitively, it makes sense. I also think you need to consider whether your desire or desires align with your core beliefs. I've spoken about core beliefs on the podcast before. This will also be in my new program. And it's also something that I chat about in the Yoga Inspired Life program. But your core beliefs and whether or not your desires are truly in alignment or resonating with those is really important. If there is a conflict with your values, or if a desire requires you to compromise your integrity, I think that that might mean that it's not for you in the long run, right? This is where focusing on long-term satisfaction and happiness over short-term gain comes into play, right? You want your desires, or hopefully your desires, are in alignment with your core beliefs. And I truly believe that your desires should not force you to compromise your core beliefs and or force you to compromise your integrity. I also think that when you are thinking about whether or not something is meant for you, notice any resistance or obstacles that arise during the manifestation process. I think that all things, most things are not without their challenges and little resistances, right? Sometimes those things pop up and it ends up being a good thing because it makes receiving the thing at the end that much sweeter. But I also think that sometimes challenges arise to redirect us away from something that isn't aligned with our highest good, right? So trusting that if resistance after obstacle after challenge, if these things keep popping up, maybe that's a sign to take a step back and pivot. I certainly had little challenges and obstacles pop up as I was thinking about moving to New York, but it wasn't anything that didn't quickly resolve itself with little to no effort on my part. You know, in those moments when I would come up against these obstacles or challenges, I would kind of ask the universe, if this is meant for me, show me a solution. Give me a solution. Show me a sign. Let the pathway reveal itself. And it would. And that to me was a sign that, okay, this is for me. This is just a few little minor kinks that are being ironed out. This is not resistance or an obstacle that is trying to tell me that this is not meant for me. You know, so I think, again, noticing obstacles and things that are coming up and getting curious. Another thing that was a hot topic in the community call for the Yoga Inspired Life program, get curious. Are these resistances and walls and or challenges coming up because I am being redirected away from this? Or are these healthy challenges that are going to help me grow, right? So it's important to discern between healthy challenges that facilitate growth and persistent roadblocks that are indicating misalignment. I also think, you know, in that Ask Shay episode that I did on manifestation, we talked about whether or not the universe is talking to you, and it is always talking to you. And this is why I wrote down feedback from life. Pay attention to the signs and synchronicities in your life, because the universe is always talking to you. The universe is always guiding you. God is always guiding you, regardless of what you call it. Your higher power is always guiding you and giving you answers and giving you solutions and giving you lessons to help you grow. And sometimes the universe can provide feedback through unexpected people, circumstances, events, or even situations that offer guidance on whether your manifestation is in alignment with your path or not. So really, again, get curious, get aware, keep your eyes and ears open, pay attention, stay open to receiving guidance. And lastly, I've spoken about detachment before on the podcast, but it really comes into play here because I think that it's important to be clear about what you desire, but attaching too strongly to a specific outcome can sometimes cloud your judgment and prevent you from recognizing if it's truly meant for you or not, which is why I oftentimes will encourage people to, instead of focusing on a specific desire, it's good to have a specific desire in mind, but instead of focusing so heavily on that, focus on the feelings that that desire is going to conjure up within you. And let that be your goal. Go after the feelings, not just the specific desire. Detachment makes you magnetic. And I actually have a whole episode on this. That is episode 128. Definitely go and give that a listen if you haven't already, or even if you have and it's been a while, go back and listen to that again, because I think that practicing detachment it's pretty powerful when it comes to manifestation. And it's not something that people think of when they are manifesting, because I think obviously when we're manifesting something, we have our eyes and sight set on a certain desire. We are excited and amped up and we're ready to go. And this is what we want. We're fired up. And that's amazing. But sometimes that energy can create this energy of attachment, which can turn into this smothering, lack, desperate energy, which we just get so honed in on this one thing that we miss the signs and synchronicities from the universe. We stop listening to our intuition. We get so hooked into this one desire that we don't create or leave space for life to flow. We don't create space for ourselves to co-create with the universe, because that's ultimately what manifestation is. It's co-creating with the universe. Yes, it's good to have an idea of what you want. Yes, it's good to create a plan for how you're going to get there, how you're going to embody the energy required for you to become an energetic match for what you want. But you also are co-creating with the world around you, with the energy around you. And when you get too fixated on your own plan, you miss that important magical piece of co-creating with the universe. So detachment. And that was the list that I wrote down. I think ultimately you have to trust yourself though, when it comes to knowing whether or not something is right for you. I think you'll know deep down. And if you really are conflicted, that to me is a sign that you sit with the question a little longer. You sit with it and you get curious and you ask the universe for signs and you be open to receiving signs and guidance. And you do the things that I just shared, right? Reflect on whether this desire is aligned with your core values. Reflect on how it makes you feel. Get clear about why you desire it. I might even get clear about how, if I manifest this desire, how will this help me bring a positive impact to the world around me? It's all about your intentions and energy here. So the deeper you can connect with yourself, maybe you do that through yoga, like we talked about last week in the episode on the connection between yoga and manifestation, but maybe that's also meditation or journaling or a pranayama practice, a breathwork practice. But engage in some activities that help you connect with your intuition and with yourself and start to turn inwards. I think when we're faced with a question of, is this meant for me or not? We oftentimes want to look outside of ourselves and poll everyone and ask everyone what they think and what should I do and what do you think and where should I go? But that is not the time really to do that. I think you can do that if you like, if that feels good to you. I think you should limit it to a few people that you trust and admire. But More than that, I think that that's a time for you to turn inwards. That is a time for you to look inside yourself and ask yourself, is this meant for me? And the other thing to remember is that, let's just say you are unsure, but you decide to go for it anyway. And there's resistance and blocks that come up, but you decide to push through them, power through them. You're grasping onto this desire because you really think that it's meant for you, even though you might be getting signs that it's not, and you choose to ignore them and you choose to keep going forward. I have done that before. And let's say you finally get the thing and you realize, oh my goodness, this is not aligned with me at all. Guess what's going to happen? Nothing. It's okay. You learned a valuable lesson. It's not the end of the world. It's okay. Let's say you do make it happen and it's not really meant for you, and you get there and you notice and you recognize, oh my gosh, this is not meant for me at all. It is okay. You can make a new choice, and that's not wasted time or energy because you've learned now, you know what? When I'm manifesting something, I am going to pay attention to the roadblocks and challenges that pop up. Because last time I didn't, and now I know that that to me is a sign that something isn't meant for me, right? Or maybe you're like, last time I ignored my gut feelings and my intuition, and I got there and I got the thing and it was not meant for me. So this time I'm really going to tune into my intuition. Do you know what I mean? It's not ever a mistake as long as you are learning a lesson from it and you are growing from it, right? So try to take the pressure off of yourself a little bit. Let this be a practice in you trusting your intuition and trusting that what is meant for you will not pass you by. And that even if you do get far down the path with something that ultimately winds up not being super aligned with you or not feeling good like you thought it might, it's okay. There's obviously something for you to learn in that process. All right, my love, that is all I have for you today. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day or night whenever you're listening. I love you, and I will catch you in next week's episode. And that's a wrap on another episode of the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. I hope you got something valuable from it and feel empowered to take inspired action. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending time with me today. And if you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I loved creating it, then please subscribe and leave a review. And if you know of anyone that would benefit from the podcast, I would love it if you would share it with them. I always say that we rise by lifting others, and this is a totally independent podcast, so every little bit of support truly means so much to me. If you're looking for more, let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Shayla Quinn. I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you again for listening, and I'll catch you next week.